Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
A little bit of the birds bringing us back. That's a song from it, right out of Ecclesiastes. Great song. Great passage, too, by the way. I think that's chapter 13. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And my blog is there. The newsletter is there. Please subscribe to that. We're coming up on the 11th anniversary of the newsletter, which is at the same week as the 13th anniversary of our show. And which we've been doing since 1997. And Jeffrey Zabar has been with us almost all that time. Oh, by the way, on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, I hope you'll take our poll question, which is right there on the front page. And this week is a little bit about politics. I think you'll like it, and we want to know what you think. So if you'll click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. Jeffrey Zabar and I are talking about, we're talking about the importance of how you disengage, maybe just temporarily, from a prospect that turned out to not be a customer. They didn't become a customer.
Right.
And you told us about a couple of examples for you before. I can remember somebody calling me when I worked, for example, with Xerox. I worked for them for several years back in the 70s and 80s. And I can remember I would always give people a proposal. That's one of the things Xerox did a great job of instilling in us, was how important leaving proposals behind were, giving a proposal, even when a customer didn't demand one. And I don't know how many times, Jeff, I would get a phone call 3-4 years later,
right. And
somebody would say, "Hey, Jim, you remember that proposal you gave us? It would be a small business owner. Remember that proposal you gave us back in 79 or whatever?" And I'd say, "Yeah, I remember that, even if I didn't."
Right, exactly.
And you know, that's not important. And so then they would say, "Well, is that still good? Is that proposal still good?"
Not the pricing, but everything else.
They actually would say that to me. Those are almost the exact words. And I said, "Well, you know what? Why don't I come over right away and let's take a look at it. See, make sure that what you need and what we have is still in alignment." And you know what, Jeff? That's a sale. And here's something I think is important to point out. This is why staying in business and perpetuating your business is so important to your future success, because that was business I had not worked on lately and was not counting on, and it just came on top of all my other work. And, Jeff, that's how you get to a quantum leap.
Absolutely. And you know what, you have to, that's one of the things that when this new work comes along that I've been discovering lately is, you know, it's almost in some ways you learn to triage your work. In some ways you learn to just master the clock and the flow of work, because invariably this work that you weren't budgeting time-wise for,
right,
will come along, and it will happen.
Yep.
Every business has this in one way or another. If you've done your job well, at some point, this work will come your way in one form or another. They won't all hit, but eventually those lines in the water, those hooks that you've dropped, will get hit, and so you're going to have to make time for it, and you just learn how to master that. And it's almost like being prepared for the unforeseen.
Well,
you know what you don't know, you just got to be prepared for it.
We need to point out to all these people who are starting businesses right now, and they're feeling demoralized, they don't have enough business, they want more business. Everybody's going to has that in the first year or two of their business.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you've just got to spend time. You've got to get a year or two or three behind you. You got to learn how to survive for that period of time so that you can take advantage of this kind of thing. And so that you know, what you have to remember is the first year you're in business, Jeff, all you have are those prospects. The second
Absolutely.
Year, you have the second-year prospects and the first-year prospects.
It's
the third
all
year,
on one
it
another.
Accumulates. This is all work that you've done. And, Jeff, and it's like we said earlier, if you've left something behind, which is physical and the goodwill, if you've left both things behind, a proposal, a card, brochure, and the goodwill, if you've done both of those things, then that bread will come back to you. If you cast it on the water, so to speak, and now it will come back to you.
Absolutely. And you just have to think that way. You have to realize that you're going to be Mr. Congeniality when you walk away from a prospect that says no, Thank you very much.
Even if it hurts.
Mind if I can help you down the road.
Even if it stings like crazy. Even if you needed that business, you have to be a big boy or a big girl about it.
Absolutely. Because if not, you'll never get it.
That's right.
And you know, it's really training you for the next time.
Let me tell you, every one of those
is a learning experience.
Let me tell you two other things that can happen that people don't think about. Number one, the deal that they took might not work out.
Right.
They might not finish the deal. I've had people call me in 30 days and say, hey, we want you to do, well, wait a minute, I thought you went with that other person. Well, that didn't work out.
Right.
Or somebody else would call me and say, hey, you just gave a proposal to my buddy over there, so-and-so. He thought you would be right for me.
Right. Right.
That happens. Right.
You got to be prepared for the unknown and unforeseen. And that means just in all sorts of ways, this can all just come back to land right on your desk or in your email inbox as a you know what, Jim, you know what, Jeff, we need to have a chat.
Yeah.
And those are great calls, especially when you mm-hmm. haven't been working them. They are really great calls to get.
And then it's just lanyap. It's just extra, something extra on top of all the things you're already doing, and that's how companies that have been in that sustain themselves in the marketplace.
Right.
When you see somebody really, really doing great, being very successful, that's what's happened to them.
Absolutely.
And you just got to spend time, don't you, Jeff? You just got to get the early years behind you. Hey, Jeff, give us the website again one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Good job, Jeff. Thanks for being here today.
Always. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Talk to you next time.
You got it.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. And take a quick break. Be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.